Sepsis Watch 2.0 Expansion into Duke Regional Hospital by Will Ratliff, MBA. What is the solution? Every year, roughly 1.7 million American adults develop sepsis, with 270,000, which is 16%, dying as a result of the disease. To continue addressing this challenge at Duke, we collaborated with clinical, technical, and operational colleagues to bring Sepsis Watch to the bedside beginning in November 2018 at Duke University Hospital and then in June 2019 at Duke Raleigh Hospital. Fast forward to 2024, Sepsis Watch 2.0 combines a real-time sepsis detection phenotype, i.e., the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services real-time sepsis definition, an imminent sepsis prediction machine learning model, a custom-built web application and/or paging notification system, depending on workflow needs, with sepsis treatment bundle tracking functionality, real-time and retrospective bundle tracking support. How is it implemented? There are two main delivery mechanisms for Sepsis Watch. First, the Sepsis Watch 2.0 web application, which features four columns of patient cards that can be rearranged easily depending on status, triage or screened or monitoring or sepsis bundle, and live bundle status tracking, and second, the Sepsis Watch 2.0 secure paging system, which sends a high-risk or met sepsis page, including how the phenotype was met, to a SPOC or pager number. Then, as soon as any patient with sepsis is discharged, we automatically compile and post their sepsis definition and bundle compliance details to our new set of hospital-specific sepsis compliance tracking Tableau dashboards. We will use these Tableau dashboards to understand performance and drive improvement by unit, provider, bundle component, etc. In total, this represents the Sepsis Watch 2.0 program. When and where did it go live? Sepsis Watch went live on June 24, 2024, at Duke Regional Hospital's Emergency Department and four intermediate/step-down units for general medicine, telemetry, and neurology/oncology specialties. See figures 1A and 1B in the book at dhi.org for the workflows currently used in the emergency department and inpatient settings. We established a Sepsis Governance Committee to oversee the go-live and ongoing implementation effort. We regularly meet with this committee to report progress and respond to collected feedback. So, what is the impact? In the first 60 days since going live, there were 614 total pages sent on 436 unique patient encounters, with 387, which is 63%, of these pages occurring in the emergency department. In the emergency department, clinical teams responded to 6.5 pages per day. That was 5.2 high risk, 1.3 met sepsis, compared to 3.8 pages per day. That was 1.3 high risk, 2.5 met sepsis, in the inpatient units. Among the patients who triggered a page in the emergency department, 305, which was 81%, were admitted, and 30, which was 8%, died in the hospital. 10 of the 72 patients, that's 13.9%, who triggered a page in the inpatient units died in the hospital. Tables 1A and 1B of the book show the diagnoses associated with these encounters. We are currently assessing the pre versus post go live impact on bundle compliance, length of stay, intensive care unit requirement, intensive care unit length of stay, and in hospital mortality. With the guidance of our clinical leads at Duke Regional Hospital, we will continue to optimize the workflow and study its effectiveness in improving patient care.